Hi, I'm Tessa Williams. For the past 15 years, I was known as Contessa Doll, and I live in Sydney, Australia, but I was originally from Cape Town, South Africa.
That's interesting. I don't hear that in your accent. Maybe it's because I don't know the accent of South Africa and Australia. But when did you move to Australia? How old were you?
Oh, when I was 3 years old.
Okay. So you were
So,
raised in Australia.
yes, yeah, pretty much.
And Tessa, thank you for talking to me. I think you have a story that is unique as far as I know. I've never heard anyone come out of this. And so that's why I'm excited to talk to you about it. I want to begin where it begins, though, and begin in your childhood, because there's some things that happened there which kind of shape the life of everyone. But in your case, it was particularly important to the rest of what happened. So, can you explain how was your experience as a child in the home? Was there any belief in religion? Or is there any belief in God? Anything like that?
Yes, I was raised up in the Brethren Church, and yeah, it was very much a part of my family's life. It was, this is evil, that's evil, and you're evil. And there was nothing good I can say about that church. I'm sorry to say. This was my experience growing up as a child. Playing with Barbie was evil, and not paying attention as a small child, as you know, small children don't want to, can't pay attention to that kind of message in church. And being told I was evil because I didn't want to listen, and then being compared to other children, and then having my appearance on top of that, being told that my hair was the way it was because I wasn't, because God didn't love me. I had this thick, curly African hair, and other kids had this long, luscious blonde hair, and being told that God has favored them because they pay attention and they're good children. So just thinking, okay, I'm just not good enough. And that's kind of where it started for me. Just thinking back as far as I could, it's where it started, just made to feel that I was not good enough in God, for God.
I'm so sorry this happened to you. That's horrible. By the way, there's nothing wrong with curly hair. There's nothing wrong with
No.
that. Whoever said that needs to take it back. But on a more serious note, how did the way that people treated you inside of the church, I don't know if it was the adults, the children, or both, maybe a combination of both, but how did that affect your view of who God was?
It wasn't the children. I only have great memories of the other children. It was the adults, majority of the adults in the church that had this say of how kids should be, how kids should just be just sitting quietly, paying attention to the message. If the kids were paying attention, I don't know. But just having to sit there and listen for that 1 hour, and my back was killing me on those pews. And I was a child. I like to play outside. I like to have fun, as kids do, and that was seen as evil. I liked Barbie. I liked playing with Barbies. That was evil. And I like cartoons. Oh, that's evil too. You like music? Oh, that's evil. So just you're being told this as a child, and it gets ingrained in you. Oh, I'm evil. Oh, I'm evil. Then next minute my grades are not good. Oh, that's evil as well. And this was also my mum at the end just telling me, just screaming at me constantly about my grades, about everything, about comparing that this child is like a friend's child is just so much better and just helps around the house. And look at you can't even get good grades and this. And it just over a while, it's like, okay, this is a part of me. I must be one of the worst children. And looking back now and working with kids, it's like, yeah, no, I wasn't anywhere near as bad as what the worst child is.
You were just a child at the end of the day. You wanted to
I
play, you wanted
was
to do these things.
just a normal little girl.
Yeah. So how did that the attitude of the adults shape your view of God? Did you think that God was like them? Did you think he was angry, judgmental? Because that's sort of a conclusion that a child would rationally come to if that happened. Was that your case?
No. It wasn't, it was me not feeling good enough. Because, yeah, you're in an environment where all the kids pay attention. Everyone is good, but you're not. You're being told, no, not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not, you take it on yourself that you are the bad one. So, no, I never saw God. I never saw myself good enough for God.
I see. That's very sad. And I know this is sort of what will lead us to the next part of your story. And I thank you for being open and sharing about this. When you got into high school, How were things and how did things develop when it comes to your relationship with God or your relationship with the church and your parents, kind of all that together?
My relationship with God was already fizzling out. I was already 1 foot out the door by then. And I wear glasses. I'm basically blind. And I was told by teachers and an eye doctor, this child needs glasses. My mother took me to the eyeglasses. This child needs glasses. Her eyesight is shocking. My sister told my mum it was a lie. Kids use that excuse when they're lazy at school and don't want to do their work. No glasses. And then I was beaten for not being able to do my schoolwork, for getting Fs, for getting constant Fs, because I couldn't see, basically. So I just believed, okay, maybe I'm just being lazy. Maybe, yeah, I'm just not smart enough. I have some severe learning disability. And just constantly, every time that report came, at the end of year report, it was screaming and beating and then being told I was evil on top of it. So it's just, you let go of everything. God, no, not good enough. School, okay, I'm not good enough there. Where am I good enough? Where am I going to be seen as good enough is what? And then my self-esteem suffered. And as my self-esteem suffered, I became very much a target for bullies because I didn't really have enough, any friends at all. And I tried to, whatever friends I had, eventually the bullying would scare them off. So I was a massive target for bullying. And Perth, Western Australia, then still is quite racist. But back then, 80s, 90s, it was incredibly racist. If you weren't Italian, if you weren't white, then you were Aboriginal, is what they thought. And telling them, no, I'm from South Africa, they assume Africa, spear chuckers living in a hut somewhere. And yeah, just the stupid questions that they would ask me, did you hunt for your food and that? And then being called the most derogatory racist names on top of that. And teachers wouldn't do anything. And when my mum did eventually go to the school and said, listen, my daughter is being bullied, it would be, but they'd say to my mum, this isn't Africa. This is how kids are here. And we'll try to speak to them. And they'd speak to the kids and it'd be back to normal the next day. They would not really care. It wasn't really a big thing at the time.
That's so sad, is it, from all points of view. And, you know, already talking about this, we can see kind of where it's going to lead, because it's sort of the inevitable path for someone that is struggling with self-esteem so much with you. So if we talk about how you got into modeling, how did that come about? Why did you choose to go into modeling?